turundusdoktor aitab.
Case study sounds like that. Hi, I'm working as a marketing specialist in a culture and language research institute where one of our tasks is to promote an old language. Mostly elderly people speak the language, but for us it's important that young people start to speak the language with the parents and the current parents. For several years we have had 1 week when we promote the language widely in Estonia. We have language competitions, use it in TV and radio programs. We promote the books in our language, speak it at schools in the kind of area of the where the old language used to be spoken. This year, we want to focus more on the diaspora living outside Estonia. How to influence the parents to teach the kids an odd language? Let's say if the parents live in Italy or UK or France, where they probably at home don't even speak Estonian, but any other language.
Yeah. So I read the case study and the first thing that came to my mind, the question is kind of like how to influence the parents to teach the kids. So what I would do is kind of like turn it a little bit upside down. So think about how to make it fun for the kids. And then through that kind of like create some pull so that if the kids are interested in doing that, then the parents will probably jump on board as well. And I was thinking about ways how to make kind of like learning fun for the kids. So the first thing that came to my mind is some sort of gamification, and something that we use with employee advocacy and that works with social selling as well. So kind of like how can you create a system that would kind of like give points for learning specific things? Maybe if you could include a leaderboard of some sort. If you can have an app, a lot of the learning nowadays is done on iPad, and it's not just at school, so it's kind of like on the go as well. And even better if you can create a kind of like a countrywide competition, for example. So if it's a school or if it's just individual families or kids or whatever, to kind of like have a competition, and that would also encourage social sharing. So that's kind of like the second point. So how to make it viral, how to make it people notice is kind of like when you reach new levels or when you get more points, then to be able to share that to social media. And again, it goes kind of like hand in hand with social selling and employee advocacy as well. And then the last thing that came to my mind is try to think about how to utilize ways of storytelling. So if you want to teach a language, then it's probably more interesting to learn it through kind of like stories and storytelling, whether it's a book or a film or some kind of like national story or anything. So those were the kind of like things that came to my mind at first.
Very good. I was thinking also about what are the possible solutions. And one of the things that came to my mind was that it's sometimes difficult to ask people to tell, let's say for them it's partly a foreign language, let's say. So there should be probably be some reason. Maybe it's they should find a reason, like let's talk about the food. What they have, what they used to prepare, how did they used to prepare, how do they call the different things. So it's more about the kind of everyday things, what you usually do anyway, or about the common habits what we had, or common traditions, and where did they come from, and why they are important, or Estonians usually are fond of having the traditions and the traditional beliefs and all these kind of things that probably could be kind of triggers to generate interest from the kids as well. And maybe also that, of course, it's not the big language of the world, but it might be like a secret language also that no one will understand.
That is a very good point. So kind of like something special, something secret that not everybody can can say.
Yeah, let's look at the movies. It's people learning different languages because it's so secreted, so fun, it's so different. So it might be, and of course I understand that they try to really focus on the people with roots from the region. I don't know. Maybe if you find someone making a good movie, let's say, about the region or the history, about the language and the people, maybe there will be even a wider interest towards the language or towards the culture because it is so special.
Yep.
So just maybe thinking wider and trying to understand that it's not about language only, it's part of the culture, maybe would help them. And maybe it's also wise to think about different vocabularies so that you have the translations to English or to German or to Spanish. Now they have only translation, I think, to Estonian. And especially thinking about the kids who have moved outside Estonia, they probably don't know Estonian well enough to have it as kind of the middle language between their language and the new one.
Yeah.
But thank you a lot, Mikael. It was very interesting to talk to you. And dear listeners, please listen us again in a week's time. And meanwhile, please send us interesting case studies because you know that we really love to solve them.
And then thanks for having me. Really enjoyed the chat and really looking forward to next week's event.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.